Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to the conference call for Wilson Sons Limited fourth quarter and 2010 results. Today with us, we have Mr. Cesar Bayon, CEO of the Brazilian subsidiary, Mr. Felipe Gutierrez, CFO of the Brazilian subsidiary and investor relations, and Mr. Arnaldo Calbucci, towage, offshore, shipyards, and shipping agency director. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After remarks by the company's management, there will be a question-and-answer session for industry analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star, then zero to reach an operator. Today's live webcast, including both audio and slideshow, may be accessed online through Wilson Sons Investor Relations website at www.wilsonsons.com.br/IR. The slideshow presented today by the company's management is also available on the company's investor relations website for download. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Wilson Sons management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risk and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that conditions related to macroeconomic environment, industry, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to CEO of the Brazilian subsidiary, Mr. Cesar Bayon, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Bayon, you may begin your comments now, sir.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. I'm here with Felipe Gutierrez and Arnaldo Calbucci to comment on Wilson Sons' results for the fourth quarter and the full year 2010. If you can please turn over to slide number 3 of our conference call presentation for a brief summary of our consolidated results. We delivered all-time record revenues of $159 million for the quarter and $576 million for the full year. The Brazilian economy and the oil and gas industry continue to thrive, driving exceptional results for the container terminals, Braço, and logistics. Similarly, international trade flow is expected to increase 16% for 2011, according to the latest central bank estimates. All of our drivers are expected to grow strongly and provide fuel for the company as a whole. EBITDA is up 8.3% for the quarter, but down 5.4% for the year. The main reasons are higher fiscal credits received in 2009 than in 2010, proportional consolidation of the joint venture from May 2010, and higher provisions for our phantom stock options. The net income of $8.7 million for the quarter and $70.5 million for the year were impacted by lower financial revenue and higher financial expense. For 2011, we are optimistic with the latest central bank estimate, expecting a strong growth in the international trade flows in Brazil in the order of 16%. Moreover, investments are already announced by the oil and gas industry and GDP estimates for 2011 reinforce our confidence, providing us with fuel to grow all of our business. Moving now to the next slide, slide number 4. In terms of individual business, the highlights for the period are: port terminals revenues are up close to 31% quarter on quarter and 30% yearly, with positive pricing, container volumes, and full-to-empty mix being the principal reasons. Exports have continued to be constrained by a strong real, but imports, cabotage, and transshipment volumes continue strong. Braço had an exceptional year with 85% revenue growth for the quarter. Expansion of Tecon Salvador continues with civil works completion expected in the first quarter 2012. Towage revenues increased 10% quarter-on-quarter and 7% yearly compared to 2009 due to high demand for special operations and harbor maneuvers. 5 new tugboats were delivered during the year of 2010. In offshore, quarterly revenues are down 65% as a result of the joint venture formation and the commencement of 4 long-term contracts with lower associated daily rates in June 2010. The total fleet and operating days increased with the delivery of Talhamar, our 10th vessel. In the shipyard business, revenues are up 51% as a result of faster build programs and consistent demand for vessels from the offshore joint venture. Civil works continue at the Guarujá 2 facility, with completion expected in early 2012. The ship agents business grew volumes and revenues, but continued to suffer from a higher personnel cost and a strong real. For our logistic business, the new operations contribute a significant increase in both revenues and EBITDA, while import assisted the bond warehousing side of the business. Now, Felipe will talk about the results of each of our business units in more detail.
Thanks, Fael. Starting with port terminals on slide 5, port terminals revenues reached an all-time record of $228 million for the year, with container volumes reaching an all-time high as well. 929,000 TEUs were moved during the year, with the strongest contribution coming from cabotage volumes, imports, and transshipment. New equipment delivered to Rio Grande at the end of 2010 became operational in the first quarter of 2011, improving productivity with faster vessel turnarounds. Productivity in some cases has exceeded 100 container movements per hour. Brasco again outperformed with demand from long-term clients. Revenues at Brasco grew more than 84% for both the quarter and the year. EBITDA growth of 27% for the quarter and 31% for the year was achieved by a balance of mix and pricing. Moving now to the next slide number 6. The towage business saw revenues growing 10% and 7% in the quarter and year, respectively. The trend of increasing special operations was clear, and for the full year they amounted to almost 16% of total towage revenues. EBITDA margins for the quarter are lower, principally as a result of fiscal credits received in 2009, which were not repeated in 2010. Additionally, this business is impacted by a strong Brazilian real, as the majority of costs are real-denominated and revenues are dollar-denominated. The service potential and vessel security for our clients in this business continue to increase with 5 new tugboats delivered in a year. Turning over to slide 7 now. Now we talk about offshore. The offshore results for fourth quarter 2010 include the effect of the formation of the joint venture. Additionally, 9 of the 10 vessels were operating long-term contracts at year-end, which had an impact on the performance compared to 2009. Just to give an example, in 2009, 4 of the 7 vessels were operating with higher daily rates on the spot market at year-end, and only 3 were in long-term contracts last year. EBITDA margin for the year was 47%, impacted by the JV formation in May 2010, in the aforementioned migration from spot to long-term contracts. During the year, the financing of an additional 13 offshore support vessels was secured from the Fundo Marinha Mercante through the BNDES as agent, and this will allow the continued development of our fleet, which is expected to reach 24 offshore support vessels by 2015. The christening of PSV Torda this month brings our offshore fleet to 11 vessels now. Moving on to the next slide number 8. Shipyards revenues rose 51% in the quarter and 58% for the year, with consistent production for the joint venture. The outlook for this business is notable when we take into account some relevant public information, such as the SysTag study. On the bottom half of this slide, we show that the Brazilian shipbuilding capacity for OFVs will be at 21 per year in 2015, while demand coming from Petrobras, OGX, and international oil companies for the next 10 years will be around 45 vessels per year. This mismatch between supply and demand creates a great opportunity for the shipyard business and also our offshore business. Moving now to slide 9. Now we present shipping agency. Shipping agency revenues increased 15% for the quarter and 16% for the year, with continued higher domestic and international shipping demand. EBITDA margins decreased mainly as a result of the strength in Brazilian currency, as 100% of the costs of this business are real denominated and the majority of revenues are dollar based. Going to slide number 10, logistics revenues increased 67% for the quarter and 35% annually, which increases in the number of operations, with increases in the number of operations, volumes of transfer operations, and the bonded warehousing taking advantage of increased imports due to a strong Brazilian real. Capacity, intelligence, and technical know-how continue to be a core competitive advantages of this business, and the challenge we have going forward is to maximize both the synergies with our other businesses and units and the focus on the most profitable operations. Going now to slide 11. The company's corporate activities include head office and group support functions together with costs not allocated to the individual business operations. The corporate figures in 2010 were impacted by a 3% increase in average headcount for the year, combined with the impact of collective labor agreements, provisions for cash-settled stock options with a delta of $3.4 million for the quarter and $1.7 million for the year against 2009, expenses related to the implementation of our enterprise-wide resource planning system, amounting to $700,000 for the quarter and $1.7 million for the year, and a stronger Brazilian real. FX rate in 2009 was 174, 2010 166. Turning to the next slide, slide number 12, our consolidated EBITDA of $30.4 million for the quarter was up 8% due to positive results in port terminals, shipyard, and logistics. Full year EBITDA of $121 million declined 5% as a result of the offshore joint venture formation, higher provisions for the cash settled and stock option plan, and reduced fiscal credit receipts, particularly in the towage business that happened obviously in 2009 and not repeated in 2010. If we exclude all of these effects, the EBITDA of 2010 would be $130 million against something around $117 million in 2009, which would give us a double-digit growth instead of the 5% down as we present here. Going to slide 13, our consolidated net income declined 40% for the quarter and 22% for the year. A decrease in financial revenues is a result of the real appreciation in 2010. When compared to 2009, and the subsequent effects on the valuation of monetary items, such as cash denominated in reais. The increased depreciation for both the quarter and the year is a direct result of larger fleets and other investments. For the full year, we should point out the $20 million gain on the formation of the joint venture that happened in the second Q, 2010, which had a significant positive impact on the annual net income. Moving on to slide 14, CapEx totaled a record $167 million for the year. If we include the $14.5 million down payment to Codeva, the Bahia Port Authority, related to the expansion of Tecon Salvador, and the $9 million for the remaining 25% interest in Brasco, our total investments for 2010 would be almost $190 million. In offshore, we have delivered 3 PSVs in 2010. This month, we delivered PSV Torda, the 11th vessel of the fleet, for our fleet. In towage, we continue to renew and expand our fleet with 5 tugboats delivered in the year. In port terminals, we completed civil works for Tecumseh River Engine and purchased 2 ship-to-shore container cranes and 4 rubber-tied gantry cranes. The new equipment arrived at the terminal in late 2010 and became operational last month. In logistics, we invest in equipment for new client in-house operations. Turning to the next slide is a summary of the company's cash and debt positions on slide 15. Talking about that, 91% is long-term, 76% is funded by the Fundo de Maria Mercante under facilities provided by BNDES and Banco do Brasil as agents. 85% of our debt is denominated in U.S. dollars, and 91% of it is long-term. A net debt of $170 million at year-end implies a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 1.4. with a weighted average cost of that of 4.4%, which is very attractive. At year-end, we had $389 million in undrawn borrowing facilities that will occur during 2011-2012. On the next slide, Bayon will give a status update on 2 of the more significant projects that will continue through 2011. Bayon?
Thank you, Felipe. The first picture on this page is the expansion of the Conservador, where we have seen impressive growth in recent quarters and are very positive in respect of the potential of this of the facility. The 3 ship-to-shore container cranes and 6 rubber-tire gantry cranes, which have been ordered, have delivered dates for the end of 2011. And will contribute to a capacity of close to 600,000 TEUs per year for this terminal. The image you can see demonstrates the equipment used to provide a separation between the quay and the container ships, which allows the simultaneous reinforcement of the quay and loading and unloading of containers in our terminal. After leveling and other civil works are underway. The government dredging of the access channel has been completed, and dredging for our berth to 50 meters will commence upon completion of the quay reinforcement. This will allow restrained access to post-Panamax ships. It is an important development for both Wilson Sons and the entire northeast region of Brazil. The second part of this slide is the ongoing expansion of our Guarujá shipyard that will double the shipbuilding capacity. Civil works continue steadily on the project, and we expect to have the additional capacity in early 2012. At this time, I would like to invite all of you to move to the Q&A portion of today's conference call.
Thank you, sir. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touchtone phone at any time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star, then 2. Questions will be taken in the order that they are received. We do ask that when you pose your questions, that you pick up your handset to provide optimum sound quality. Again, it is star, then 1 to ask a question. Please hold while we poll for questions. The first question we have comes from Mark Jason of Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question is relating to towage. And outside of special operations, can you discuss pricing and how that's being impacted by competition right now?
Regarding the special operations, as we have the most comprehensive fleet in Brazil, for sure we have a big advantage to take part in this market. We are the leaders, and we have more units available to perform this kind of operations. Yeah, most of the other competitors, they don't have spare units to compete with us.
But the question, my question was asking. Outside of that, I know that you guys have a great business in your special operations, but outside of that, in just regular towage, can you talk about pricing and competition right now? Do you see it as getting stronger, or do you see things leveling off, or and has that impacted price on regular towage?
The fact is, for sure, the market is very competitive at the moment, but the pressure on prices is slowing down due to the volume of harbor towage maneuvers that are increasing, and most of the capacity of all the competitors are almost. End, yeah, and we think that's not there's not room for further reductions on the pricing from now on.
Great, thank you very much.
It's clear for you?
Yes, very clear. Thank you.
The next question comes from Kevin Lapwood of Seymour Pierce.
Cesar Felipe, good afternoon to you. Could I ask, firstly, what you expect the capital expenditure to be in the current year?
Kevin, our CapEx expenditure for this year is going to be something around $250 million, which it's important for us to say that next year is going to be another $250 million. After that, we might go back to more maintenance capex, which is lower than that.
Splendid. Thank you very much.
Maybe it's important also to say, Kevin, that most of this capex is being funded through Fundo da Marinha Mercante in a very good terms. Our cost of finance using those funds are very cheap.
Indeed. Thank you.
The next question we have comes from Bruno Amaran of Santander.
Hi, good morning. Just a follow-up question. Could you please provide us with a guidance for maintenance capex going forward? Thank you.
Yes, Bruno, this is Flip speaking. You can consider $45 million.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touchtone phone. Again, that is star, then one. We have a follow-up question from Kevin Lapwood of Seymour Pierce.
Felipe says there are a couple of divisions that were adversely affected by the strength of the real. And I'm speaking in particular about the towage business and the agency business, where obviously there's a mismatch between the costs that you pay in and the currency that you receive your revenue in. What plans are there in order to, particularly in the agency business where you actually lost money in the fourth quarter, what plans are there to resolve that? Is there capacity to increase prices in your market, or do you just have to cut costs?
Kevin, the strategy is trying to do both. Since we don't see on the short term the scenario of our Brazilian foreign exchange rate changing dramatically, we don't see dollar in Brazil going up, we should force our strategy in trying to do both. Try to increase price a little bit and pay a lot of attention to cost. I would say our strategy is to try both things. Although in towage, recently after Smith brought 18 tugs to the Brazilian market, and they built 18 tugs in Brazil, increased the competition a little bit. It's not that easy to increase price in towage today, but we still are working on that, and we see some room to increase towage price as well.
Thank you.
Again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. Again, that is star, then one. If you would like to ask a question, please hold while we pull for questions. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. It looks like we have a question from Kevin Lapwood of Seymour Pierce.
I'm sorry to halt the proceedings, gentlemen, but turning to the port sector, obviously you must be very encouraged by the fact that you've achieved an all-time record of volume through the ports. In Rio Grande in particular, how close are you to full capacity there at the moment? And are there any plans to increase the capacity there when you finish the capacity increases at Salvador?
Kevin, it's Cesar. In Rio Grande, we have recently increased capacity. In 2009, we increased capacity to 1.3 million TEUs. Today in Rio Grande, we have plenty of capacity. We are moving close to 700,000 TEUs, and we can go up to 1.2 million TEUs. So plenty room to grow in Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm.
In Salvador, it's different. In Salvador, we achieved capacity 2-3 years ago, and that's why we are now investing in the terminal, and we are going to double the capacity of the terminal from 300,000 TEUs to 600,000 TEUs. So by the time this expansion is ready and completed, we're going to double Salvador capacity.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. Hey, it looks like we have a question from Kevin Lapwood of Seymour Pierce.
Cesar, the new shipyard at Rio Grande, could you perhaps update us on the progress there? Have you actually started building yet, or are we still in the pre-construction phase?
I mean, let's talk first about Guarujá. We have started already the construction and the civil works of the expansion in Guarujá, and we are going to deliver this expansion on first quarter of 2012. So by first quarter 2012, we're going to be able to build the double of vessels that we are building today. So we're going to double our capacity in shipbuilding activities. In Rio Grande, we are still waiting from some authorizations. The land we have got had two pieces. I mean, one that belongs to the state government of Rio Grande do Sul, which we have already the title of this piece. The second piece is much smaller, but very important, is the piece of the land that faces the sea, faces the water. And this is a federal land that we still need some authorization from the federal government. So we are waiting for that. Right after we got this authorization, we start the civil construction.
Any idea when that might be?
I would not like to give you a guess, Kevin.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe it can take 6 months to 12 months. I don't know.
Okay.
Again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, that is star, then one on a touch-tone phone. The next question comes from Harry Roberts of Garcia Consulting.
Good morning, everyone. First, congratulations on the result. I would like to ask a question. Do you think Brasco can continue to grow at rates of, say, 80%?
I mean, this has been an exceptional growth for Brasco. And although we do not want to make a forecast for the future sales growth of this business, I mean, we could say that we are really, really very optimistic about Brasco's growth. 85% is not an easy rate to repeat, but we are very positive about Brasco. One of the examples in our confidence in this business that we recently acquired an area of 80,000 square meters area to support Brasco, which shows the confidence we have in this business. So, I mean, we are very positive. I wouldn't like to give a forecast, and I wouldn't like to say that we're going to keep it growing at 85% because this is really a high rate of growth, but we are going to grow a lot at Brasco.
Okay.
Yeah, to add something, the dynamics of the oil and gas industry in Brazil is amazing. So obviously, Brasco is completely connected to these dynamics, and we'll take advantage of that. So we are very positive.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. Please hold. And this concludes the question and answer section of this conference call. If there are no further questions at this time, we would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Cesar Bayon for his closing remarks.
Okay. Our ongoing investment in the fleet development, the expansion of both the Conservador and our shipyard in Guarujá, as well as our other projects, will continue to facilitate the company's long-term growth and the generation of value for our stakeholders. The all-time record revenues for 2010 are a strong reflection of the demand for our service and the dedication of our team to deliver the best service to our clients. Finally, as always, we would like to thank you all of our stakeholders for their confidence in Wilson Sons management team. Thank you all. Bye.
And we thank you, sir, and to the rest of management for your time. This concludes today's conference call on Wilson Sons Limited, fourth quarter and 2010 results. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you.